Time now for the CJHL report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. Now, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the CJHL has canceled its season. Going forward, we'll continue to speak with players and coaches right across the CJHL. Join us now is Paul Dick, the head coach and general manager of the Manitoba Junior Hockey League Steinbach Pistons. Paul, welcome to the show. Give us a sense of what you're going through right now.
Well, thanks, Gino. It's good to be here. Wow, unprecedented. You know, we just finished round one last week. The excitement and jubilation in our room. You know, the guys were so excited about going into round two, and that was Wednesday. On the bus on the way home, we had a sense that things were going to change. I think we felt, you know, maybe we were isolated here in Manitoba, and this wouldn't impact us the way we were seeing, you know, leagues being canceled, etc. So on Thursday, it was a scheduled day off. I actually called the guys in. I said, you know, we may be practicing here for the last time as a group. I'm not sure, you know, what's going to take place. So it was very somber. I know a lot of our players, you know, obviously were excited what was ahead. We've got a good group here. They had eyes on, you know, winning our league, hopefully, and moving forward. So the goals were lofty. Boy, things, as you know, things change very, very quickly in a hurry. And by Friday, we called the boys in. We were encouraged to send them home as quick as possible, which took place. So it was a meeting like I've never had before. You know, we've had difficult situations before we've had to address with our team. This one was very unique just because there really wasn't any closure, right? We didn't end our season with a loss. We weren't able to send them off with you know, proper wind-up or awards banquet, etc. So it was very difficult, you know, for all of us involved.
Give me a sense of the kind of reaction you got from the players. I imagine when you started to say the words you were sharing, at first it had to be disbelief and denial. But when the realization hit, what kind of reaction did you get from the kids?
Well, that's exactly it. I think it took them about 24 hours to really sink in. You know, when our league had made the decision that we were going to cancel our season. And, you know, I was getting phone calls that night that, you know, this can't be, there's got to be a different solution. You know, can we reassess after 3 weeks? And, you know, it hadn't really hit, you know, the whole gravity of all of this, but, you know, when we were talking in the room, it was quiet. You know, I remember after the Humboldt incident and, you know, meeting with the guys and how emotional it was. But the guys were talking, they were sharing, they were expressing their feelings. And this was different. It was, you know, obviously a different situation, but there was just a wide range of emotions and no one could really express themselves. So we've got this talkative group that just went silent for about a half hour in our room. So it was a tough one because, you know, we try to, you know, keep them encouraged and instill some hope. But I didn't really know where this was going either.
You're part of a league that draws kids from a big area. You set a wide net to gather these kids. How many of your kids on your team, what percentage of your team is still in your community that you can still stay in contact with and follow up with versus being out there spread out?
Actually, we don't have anyone from Steinbach currently on our roster. Okay. So it's a unique year in that fact. But yeah, we have players ranging from Denver to Toronto, you know, and across Western Canada and you know, a few more into the northern states. So, you know, what was really tough, I mean, everyone that's involved in sport and hockey in particular is you become so close with the players become so close with one another. They're best friends for, you know, 6, 7, 8 months. And some will never see each other. That player that lives in Toronto may never see that player that's living in Denver. And, you know, when you're in a series and maybe you're down 3-1, you could prepare at least for some of those emotions. But this was so abrupt. And it was the goodbyes were so quick. And I think that's still difficult for the guys to, so they want to, you know, our guys have talked about trying to get together here at some point. We said, if it's possible, we'd love to do an awards banquet, you know, later or earlier in the summer, or midsummer, whenever, you know, it works for our guys to come back. But yeah, right now our guys are, like you said, we cast a wide net and they're definitely spread out right now.
All right. What about you personally? Because obviously by the look on your face, by the sound of your voice, it sounds like it's really hitting you hard. You've had a lot of success on the international stage, winning gold as an assistant coach with Team Canada West at the 2015 World Junior A Challenge. You were recently named the head coach for Team MJHL that's going to represent the CJHL at the World Junior Cup this August in Sochi, Russia. That's the plan. How much have you heard on that front? And, you know, what are the chances that could still happen?
Right. Well, we're moving forward, you know, like the event's going to take place. So we do have a conference call this week where we're going to, you know, discuss player selection, et cetera. If it takes place, those decisions are going to be out of our hands. I know that. But, you know, in the meantime, we are preparing. You know, I don't know how far the preparations will go along or at what point, you know, do they need to come to a halt. I know there's a lot involved from jerseys to travel plans to travel visas, etc. So I'm sure that decision is going to take place, you know, I'm guessing in the next month or two.
It's a tough time, Paul. We appreciate you taking the time with us. Good luck to you and your players, and stay safe.
Thanks, Gino. Yeah, all the best to you as well.
That was Steinbach Pistons head coach and general manager Paul Dick. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.